Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. We thank God for you being with us today. We thank God for another opportunity to be on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. We do want to apologize for getting on a little late, and then we had a little trouble getting on the air. But praise the Lord, we are here. Praise God. So we're going to, amen, go over just a little bit on today's program. So, but anyway, we do thank God for another Lord's Day. Praise the Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Apostle Taylor. Praise the Lord, and it is a blessing and an honor, praise God, just to be able to share the word of the Lord with you. We are doing an exciting teaching going through the book of Acts, and it has really been a blessing to me, praise the Lord. And the word is always good, and it's always right, praise God, and we do thank God for the word of the Lord, praise the Lord. So we're getting ready to go into the word. We just pray that you're having a good day today, that God is blessing, praise the Lord, amen. And we just want you to take a few minutes just to be with us and enjoy the word with us. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for your people. We thank you for this opportunity to share in the word. And Lord, we just ask now that as we go into your word, Father, that you would bless and that you would anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God. Feed us manna from heaven, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing, God, and we just ask that you be Lord right now, Father. Take total control. Father, just have your way in everything we do and everything we say. Let your will, let your divine will be done. Father God, you encourage and you strengthen, oh God, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord God, you take full control now. Just be in the midst, Father God, and bless and minister to your people as only you can. And we thank you. We praise you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going back to the book of Acts. On our last broadcast, we talked about, praise God, we finished up chapter 5 and went into chapter 6. Praise the Lord. And we're seeing now in chapter 5, the latter portion, how the apostles were persecuted as a result of their stand for Jesus and just proclaiming the word of God and being diligent and bold to do everything that that God had called them to do. And they were brought before the Sanhedrin. Once again, they were threatened and told not to do anything in the name of the Lord. But we saw Gamaliel stand up and tell the Sanhedrin court to be careful how they handled these brethren, that if they were not of God, that nothing would come of what they were doing. But if it were of God, then they would basically be in trouble, because then they would be fighting against God. And they did heed to what Gamaliel said. They did beat them. They threatened them one more time and said, look, just don't speak anymore in this name. Don't do anything in the name of the Lord. But you know that the apostles went out and they were continually in the temple. They continued to pray. They continued to teach and they continued to preach Jesus Christ. They did it even the more. They had more fervor, praise God, because they knew that the Lord was with them, praise God. And beloved, I want to encourage you and let you know God is with you. God will strengthen you. God will keep you in the hour of trouble, in the hour of temptation, in the hour of testing. Praise the Lord. He will give you all that you need to endure. Praise the Lord. I've just been hearing this over and over in my mind, that he that endures until the end shall be saved. We are in the process of being saved, being delivered, being set free, going through this life, praise the Lord, on our way to heaven, praise God. But as we endure, amen, we're strengthened, praise God, we're encouraged, we're built up even the more, but we must make it to the finish line. It's not enough to start a race and then not finish it. But we must finish our race. Praise God. We must go on. Amen. To completion. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we know what lies ahead of us. And that's joy. That's peace. That's the blessings of God. Praise God. Our ultimate reward will be when we get to heaven. When we get, amen, to glory. Praise God. But until then, we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We must work while it's day. Night is coming when no man can work. We must cast off the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. All of these things. Praise God. The word lets us know that we must do. And this is what the apostles did. They were witnesses of the Lord, praise God, everywhere they went. They shared Jesus. They let people know, amen, the goodness of the Lord. They preached the glad tidings, the good news. And then those that would come to them, praise God, that needed salvation or needed the Holy Ghost, they would begin to tell them, this is what you need, this is what you must do, amen, to live a full and complete life in the Lord, praise God. So everywhere they went, they saw miracles, they saw healing, they saw the dead raised, they saw demons cast out, they saw the sick healed, praise God. God did great things in their midst, and God is doing great things in the body of Christ right here, right now. So we must be encouraged, and we must know that God is on our side. Now, we are going to go a little further. I'm going to go just a little longer today, praise the Lord. Amen. So just bear with us. If we do have a break, we'll come right back, praise God. But we're going to continue on in this word, praise God. We're in chapter 6, Acts chapter 6, praise God. And we're going to, go over the first part of chapter 6, but we're just going to touch base again in these scriptures. And in the beginning here, it's talking about the widows and the things that they needed. They were in need of some administrative things and ministration things that needed to take place daily. And so the apostles, they decided, look, we cannot leave what we're doing to serve tables, to do take care of these logistical things. So we're going to need to appoint 7 men full of the Holy Ghost to give heed to the widows, to take care of their needs. Praise the Lord. And so as we see here, praise God, in this scripture, there were 7 men that were chosen, and one of those men was Stephen, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith. We're going to pick up at verse 8, praise God, and we see that the word of God continued to spread. It did not cease. Amen. They did not lose their momentum, but they kept going, praise the Lord. They kept going. They kept going, praise God, and the word began to spread even further. More souls were saved. More lives were changed as a result of the apostles tending to their job, amen, that was prayer, the study of the word, giving the word, preaching the word, teaching the word. Now, I want to say this before we go into the scripture, that each of us have a function, no matter what function you are in the body of Christ, amen. If you're in the fivefold arena, if you're an apostle, if you're a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, amen, you have a specific duties that God has called you to do, praise the Lord, as well as any of the other functions in the body. We all have a function. We all have a place, praise the Lord. And if we get in that place and we get in that position and we make up our mind that we are going to serve the Lord, praise God, then God, amen, will validate. He'll come alongside us. He'll help us. The Holy Ghost will help us and give us everything that we need, amen, to fulfill the will of God. And this is what our ultimate life is all about, to fulfill the will of God, amen, that God's will be done in this hour, praise the Lord. Let me read quickly. Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Stephen was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost. He was full of God, and he was full of the word. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And the scripture says, then they, suborned men, which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. So we see here that the people were stirred as a result of Stephen. The enemy stirred these people up, and they came up against him and began to say that he was speaking against Moses and against God. Verse 12 says, and they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him into the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, this man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. And on our next broadcast, we're going to go into what happened to Stephen and his defense and what he said as he stood before the Sanhedrin. So on our next broadcast, we're going to pick this up. Praise the Lord. We want you to continue to listen to the broadcast and know, beloved, that God loves you and he cares about you. We thank God for you. We thank God for you joining us today. We pray the will of the Lord be done in your life, that God will continue to strengthen, encourage, uplift you in your walk in the Lord. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments. You may write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.